This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma inna na'maduka wa nasta'inuk wa nastaghfiruka wa nu'minu bik wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina Muhammad an-nabiyyil amin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life. And today we are dealing with a very, very important and critical hadith that we are all, every one of us is a leader and every one of us has responsibilities. I will read the tradition in Arabic and translate and then explain the meaning of it. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum masoolun an ra'iyatihi. Al-imamu ra'in wa masoolun an ra'iyatihi. Wal-rajulu ra'in fi ahlihi wa huwa masoolun an ra'iyatihi. Wal-mar'atu ra'iyatun fi bawti zawjiha wa masoolatun an ra'iyatiha. Wal-khadimu ra'in fi mali sayyidihi wa masoolun an ra'iyatihi. This is a hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and the source is Sahih al-Bukhari. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah say, every one of you is a leader and every one of you is responsible for the care of those under him. A ruler is a leader and is accountable for the well-being and the care of the people. His subjects. A man is the leader of his family and responsible for the care of his family. A woman is the leader of her husband's household and responsible for the care of the household. A worker is a leader in charge of the wealth of the boss and responsible for the care of what is entrusted to him. In another version, the Prophet further added, فَكُلُّكُمْ رَعِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسُولٌ رَعِيَّةِ. Hence, every one of you. So every one of you is a leader, and every one of you will be held accountable for the well-being of that which is under their care. The narrator of this tradition is Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhuma. Abdullah was the son of Umar ibn Khattab, the second of the most pious caliphs. Abdullah was praised by Rasulullah for his piety. He was well known for his zeal, extreme zeal, to emulate and copy all of the beautiful examples and habits of Rasulullah. He possessed immense knowledge and was a prolific transmitter of traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He narrated 1630 traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith speaks of the responsibility that comes with power. Before going into details, we may reflect on the wording of the hadith. We have to be careful. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a articulate spokesman, is a communicator par excellence. So he uses words very, very carefully. The word he used for the leader here is Ra'i. Ra'i means a shepherd, actually. Original meaning is a shepherd. By using this word, the Prophet ﷺ means to stress the fact that a leader should be like a shepherd. And you know, when you look at a shepherd, there are certain qualities that sets him apart. He's gentle, he's keen to protect and nurture the flock of sheep he cares. He chooses the right pasture, finds waters, oasis, shelters them from the inclement weather, and keeps the sheep flock safe from predatory beasts. He fulfills all of his tasks with utmost patience, love, and gentle care. And thus a leader should possess the same qualities. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every prophet is trained by being a shepherd. He said, I tended sheep. And he said, every single prophet, Allah mentored and trained him by making sure he spent some time taking care of the flock, being a shepherd. So what a beautiful precedent. The prophet wants to teach us that every one of us is a leader, accountable for our actions, for the use of power, blessings, opportunities, and resources given to us. While some of us are given more than others. So the degree of responsibility varies accordingly. Others are given less, so they have their responsibilities diminished accordingly. Everyone is accountable for the exercise of what they are blessed with. Certainly, the hadith teaches that the power and responsibility go hand in hand. The rulers, leaders, scholars, employers, all are responsible for those under their care. Even the employees are also responsible for the things entrusted to them. They are all accountable. The hadith exposes us to another perspective that often escapes us. We ordinarily associate power with the so-called rulers and leaders. Of course, the prophets accept this and insist that they have greater responsibility, but he goes a step further to teach us that even though we may not be leaders, rulers, or great leaders, still everyone, because of the fact each one of us has some power, power of some kind, some degree, so each one of us is a leader in that sense and responsible accordingly. There is a difference in the degree of responsibility. The ruler of a country is endowed with great power and has a greater responsibility. It was the heavy sense of responsibility that weighed on the conscience of Caliph Umar, which deprived him of his sleep because he worried how his subjects are faring, how they are living. He wanted to help them out. He considers it his responsibility. It was the same that forced him to survive on dry bread alone for a whole year. Bread and vinegar. He did not touch meat or cheese or ghee because he could not provide for everyone the same. So that is the sense of responsibility. It was the same sense of responsibility that compelled him to admit his mistake when a woman corrected him regarding the policy he wanted to announce to curtail the mahar. But when the woman stood up and corrected that he had no authority to do so, immediately the Caliph Umar admitted his mistake and said, "Asabat imraatun wa afta Umar." The woman is right and Umar is wrong. A leader's sense of responsibility, therefore, also means that he should never become self-righteous or overly proud. He should be willing to accept blame for his mistakes and thus take responsibility. It was thanks to this concept of leadership in Islam that Abu Bakr, the first caliph, radiallahu anhu, addressed the people while assuming power, فَإِنَّ أَحْسَنْتُ فَعَيْنُونِي وَإِنَّ سَوْتُ فَقَوِّمُونِي. If I do it right, then support me and correct me if I go wrong. When mentioning leaders, the prophet started with the ruler, then the man of the house, the woman of the house, the employee. The man is responsible for maintaining and mentoring his family and keeping them safe, sustaining them and educating them and training them. A woman also, the first school, first university, is also they have responsibilities to take care of the household, to provide a nurturing, a loving, you know, care for the children and everybody. A worker is responsible for doing his work efficiently. The prophet, however, did not stop there. He went on to reiterate, فَكُلُّكُمْ رَعِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ. Every one of you is a leader and is responsible for the well-being of those under his authority. In other words, it is wrong to associate responsibility exclusively with the rulers and leaders. Because on a closer analysis, each and every one of us, regardless of our station in life, has some degree of power and hence responsibility. Now, the lesson that we can derive from this hadith is power comes with responsibility. Greater the power, greater the responsibility. Rulers have greater responsibility. However, everyone in a position of power has responsibility. Everyone has God-given dignity, a certain degree of power, endowment, or blessings. No one is deprived of. Hence, no one can escape responsibility that comes with power. Finally, the hadith reminds us that we ought to start the reform with ourselves. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will not change the condition of people until they change what is within themselves. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.